This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I'm getting ready to travel actually in a few days, going to Atlanta for a speaking engagement. And of course, when I booked my flight, I booked it on Delta Airlines. I am a complete homebody. So when I travel, I want my flying experience to be as comfortable as I am at home. And I love that Delta provide that. They have these curated travel experiences just for you. I love even their sustainable alternatives that they have for their in-flight dining, like plant-based dishes, especially as a plant-based eater. They have bamboo cutlery, organic, gluten-free, and nutrient-packed snacks. Literally everything that I need to be my best self in the air. They also have more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment and premium food options and beverages like herbal teas, cold brew, sparkling wine, and more. So just like when I'm at home, I get something good to eat and watch something on TV, I can do the same exact thing in the air. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. When we started off this year, I had said that this is a year where humility, vulnerability, and transparency needs to be a part of your brand strategy. And I talked about how God is calling a lot of us to just be honest, like without all the frills, without all the bells and whistles, but to just open our mouths and do what He said, like as simple as that. And in an effort to practice what I preach, I want to tell or really just share with you guys some of the internal conflict that I've been having over the past week and how God has really been helping me and encouraging me in an effort to help and encourage y'all as you're going and building whatever He's calling you to build. So I've been vocal on this show about like a lot of the transition personally that I've had, and even in business, transitions with my team, transitions with how things are being done operationally in the business. I've been dealing with transitions personally. I had a baby last year. I went from having a nanny in a home to my son in preschool and my youngest then going to daycare. So even the functions and operations of my household is different. You know, the system I created when I had my first child, it didn't easily translate as I expected it to when I had my second. So it was a bit of a disruption that I wasn't expecting. And then even in my business, a lot of things were disrupted that I wasn't expecting. And then God had been dealing with me. I've talked about it on the show about slowing down and changing my pace. So I've been dealing with all of these things off of here and bringing them to the podcast as relevant throughout our messages and such. But I just wanted to have a candid conversation again to be able to encourage anybody who may be going through the same. So this year, you know, we celebrated 7 years of podcasting. One of the things that I've wanted to do more of, and I have been doing a lot more of, is video. And I recorded the first few episodes on video, and I was struggling a bit about where to put them. Because if I can educate you a bit on podcasting so you can understand the context, podcasting is an audio platform. What we're seeing lately with the advancement of YouTube and all of that, that's technically called a vodcast with a V, a video podcast. And even with YouTube, as it's grown, it just now started implementing an RSS feed. So an RSS feed is the link that is used to publish podcasts. shows on multiple platforms or content on multiple platforms. And so podcasting through your hosting site, you have an RSS feed. YouTube traditionally has been a platform, a search engine, where there's a lot of video content. YouTube didn't have an RSS feed for you to use to publish YouTube content in multiple places. Podcast, your host has an RSS feed that allows you to publish on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else people listen to podcasts. And in some instances, it allows you to publish to YouTube. So my hosting site, Red Circle, I can have the audio of this podcast posted as a video onto my YouTube channel, but it's still not a video as in you can see me. If I was to do that, I would have to upload it manually to YouTube. Now, with YouTube getting into this podcasting game, they're drawing the line between them and traditional audio hosting platforms. Reason being is because with audio, it's monetized via these dynamic ads through the RSS feed. And dynamic ads are those radio style ads you hear in the beginning, middle, and end of the episode. Or it's monetized via host read ads. So that's when you hear me saying this episode is brought to you by whomever. Now, YouTube is totally separate. That's monetized via Google AdSense and all of those videos that or ads that you see happen throughout the YouTube videos that you watch. So these are two totally different lanes that are monetized separately. So essentially you have one show that you have to grow on two separate platforms. And two, I'm talking about the video RSS feed and the audio one. So even though this show is on Apple and Spotify and all the other places, I'm referring to that as one platform because it's only one feed. So essentially you're growing the same show on two different platforms that are monetized two different ways. And if you're new and starting out and you haven't monetized either yet, that makes a little bit more sense. Where the issue comes in for somebody like me, where this show has been monetized for a long time, I'm doing myself a disservice in a sense by posting it on YouTube, because not only are they monetized two different ways, it makes less money, if I'm being frank, than I would make on the audio side. And so I have this conflict because I see the value of YouTube because I can use it as a marketing channel to distribute maybe clips and things like that. And that's really where I was resolved at, where I'm gonna hold on to the full podcast episode because I'm not trying to do that. Because let's say if I post on my YouTube and it gets 1 million views, I'm going to make less than I would make if I got 1 million views on the audio side. So again, I'm doing myself a disservice financially. And in my mind, I have resolved where, you know what, I'm going to record the video and then I'm going to post clips on social media or YouTube shorts and things like that so that I can essentially use it as a marketing tool. And then I'll just let the audio get posted on my YouTube, because when somebody listens to the audio on YouTube, that counts towards my RSS feed here, because Red Circle, my host, allows me to do that so that they take the credit for those views / listeners. And I'm sorry if I'm getting too technical, but I want to just explain the full context. So with these videos, and I told y'all again about slowing down, a lot more demand with my day to day, it was getting frustrating to do the video because I'm not paying for, like, podcasting is very financially lucrative, primarily because of the low overhead cost. So with this landscape and all of these productions that people are doing to generate podcasts, they are spending a lot of money that they're not getting a return on. And I'm even telling you this as somebody who people spend money with to do their podcast, because I have to be honest, a lot of people with these video podcasts in particular, because those are a lot more expensive, they're spending a lot of money that they are not getting back. Unless you're a celebrity, unless you're somebody who already has a huge brand and a huge name, that makes sense. But if you're a regular person who is just starting out building from scratch, your ROI is going to suck for a very long time. Versus when I started 7 years ago, it cost me nothing. I bought a mic for $40. My hosting platform was $20. That's all it cost me. $20 a month to grow this platform that has led to a multi six-figure business and that generates so much income passively as a product in and of itself. So again, I'm just like dealing with this conflict of like, this just does not make sense. S-E-N-S-E or C-E-N-T-S. This is just not making sense. And And then on top of that, not only the financial cost of increasing my overhead to produce a video version of the show, the time cost of setting up, doing it at my studio versus doing it at home. So I'm traveling to the studio, I'm setting up there, I'm spending now more time. So something that, again, doesn't take me longer than, let's say this episode is 20, 30 minutes. It doesn't take me longer than 45 minutes to get this show recorded and out. And so now it's taken an hour, if I count commute back and forth, maybe another 30, 40 minutes of setup, maybe another hour to get dressed. So now all of this time and money is being spent. And so I was frustrated because I'm like, God. And then on the personal side, trying to be obedient to what God is saying is and pulling back as far as how much I work. So I am taking less clients. I am doing less in my business. I have the studio. And so I still have that business that I'm growing. That is my priority. So I have a lot of time, effort, money being put into that. Then on the Anchor Media side, I'm cutting back there and all of that. So I'm like, God, this industry is frustrating me right now because it's not in alignment financially. It's not in alignment with what makes sense logically. And it's not in alignment time-wise with what you're calling me to do. This episode is brought to you by NetSuite. I've been in business long enough to truly know and understand that it's not just about how much your business makes, but it's about how much your business keeps. Here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. It's accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency. Y'all know we love efficiency over here, by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but everything is expensive. From personal stuff to business, it is so important that we find ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. Again, it's not just about how much we make, but how much are we keeping? Now, through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/blessed. 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 This episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. I've been telling you guys that I'm planning a trip for my husband's milestone birthday that he has coming up. And as we choose which location we actually want to go to, I've been thinking a lot about learning a new language once we narrow it down. Because when I get there, I want to throw myself into the culture, into the language. And a part of that is learning exactly the language that they speak ahead of me getting there, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. I'm most excited about the track record of Rosetta Stone because, I mean, they've been trusted experts for 30 years. Millions of users in 25 languages offered. I mean, Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. They have fast language acquisition. So Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. So no English translations. So you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. They have an intuitive process so that you pick up language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then sentences. And overall, it's designed for long-term retention. They have speech recognition, so a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. So again, those desktop and app options with audio companion and ability to download lessons offline. And best of all, amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off, a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can give Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today today. And if I'm being honest, I felt a lot of pressure to do what the industry is doing, because as a good business owner, and this is where, pay attention to this, because there's always a point in time where you're going to have to make your business acumen subject to the will and ways of the Lord. And for me, staying in constant connection with God is a non-negotiable, because he will guide me and let me know when, okay, lean into your marketing knowledge here, and he'll let me know, hey, pull back because this isn't going to make sense, but just trust me with this. And so this is where we were at this week, where I'm like, God, if I am looking at my podcast as a client, and the things that I would tell my clients to do, the things that I know to do to grow a platform to new levels, this is what I have to do. But at the same time, I don't want to do this. And in a lot of ways, it just simply isn't going to give me the ROI. And it's frustrating because, if again, I'm being honest, like, God, I don't want to get lost. Like, I want to continue to grow and continue to get your word to the masses, but doing it the way that the industry is moving is not conducive. So like we're at a conflict here. And God, what do you want me to do? And I felt frustrated. I felt overwhelmed, because in the midst of dealing with this conflict, I still have a show that has to come out every week, twice a week. And I'm like, God, I'm frustrated, because I don't have time to figure this out, because the clock is ticking. Once this episode gets released, another one has to come out the week after that. I got advertisers and commitments and such. Like, it's frustrating. What, and then creates an element of anxiety, because I'm on the clock, because I got to put something else out. And again, I'm never willing to compromise the integrity of the platform. So I'm sitting there with God frustrated. I'm sitting there with my emotions frustrated, feeling like this show is going to just deteriorate. It's going to disappear. Like, what we've built is going to crumble if I am not willing to conform to how the industry is moving. And so again, it's just this back and forth, this frustration. And I'm taking all of this to God. And he said, first of all, this is where your strategist mind is going to have to get muted for a moment. Because this show has become what it's become because I have made your name great. This show grows because I continue to put your names in the mouths of people. This show grows because of my omnipresent spirit that is able to connect with hundreds and thousands and millions of people at the same time with the same message and impact them in a level of specificity that you could never do. And so and this is God talking to me, like, I understand how you feel. But the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast is not one of your clients. It's my platform. So you don't do what makes the most sense for the strategy. You just trust me. You just open your mouth and you just trust me. 7 years ago, when you started moving and doing things my way, and we got on this journey, that is the same tone, the same commitment, the same dynamic. So yeah, there's some seasons where strategy has to be applied and we'll move when that's necessary. But right now, just open your mouth, do what I tell you to do, and don't worry about what's going on. And when I tell y'all, I just felt so free. And for those of you, whatever you're building, whatever brand that you're creating, there's always going to be pressure to go with the trends. There's always going to be pressure to do something differently than what God said. But you have to maintain that level of sensitivity to his spirit. You have to stay in constant communication with him, because I recognize that my strategy was going to put me in a position to where that was in direct conflict with the way that God is calling me to operate. My season is one of working less, enjoying life more, and God is going to provide the increase. I'm getting ready to pull my son from daycare and be, for the most part, a stay-at-home mom. And if you would have told me this a couple years ago, child, I would have looked at you like you had six heads on your shoulders and been like, please, get behind me, Satan. But now I can see what God is doing, and I'm pulling my son from daycare because I have a desire to just be with him during the day. It's my desire to slow down, and it's God's will for this season for me to slow down. But as I'm preparing for that and switching some things around in business and just making sure I'm being a good steward of my time and still serving well in my business and this platform and all of that, it generated a level of anxiety. And for me, stress and anxiety is a symptom that I'm outside of the will of God, because there's always, we talk about this on the show, there's always going to be an inner conflict of the flesh and the spirit. But the result of that conflict for me when it's anxiety is that my flesh is winning some, and it requires me to take a step back to see like, okay, what happened? And in this instance, what happened was I was trying to plan for the strategy. I was trying to adjust things in a way in which I'm still moving appropriately for the way that this industry is moving so that I can continue to see growth in the podcast. And God had to tell me like, nah, this is one of them things where you just going to have to trust me. You're going to have to, again, the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast is not one of your clients. You're going to have to just show up, speak, and let me worry about the result. I'm going to make your name great. I made it great, and I'm going to continue to make it great. And you maintain that posture of submission to me and walking in alignment with me, even when some stuff just isn't making sense. And so that's where I'm at right now. And I'm grateful. And I felt such peace. Now, quick little marker here, because I'm articulating this not to just tell you my business, but I'm articulating this so that you can see strategy and see this in your story too, to where this still doesn't feel comfortable. This still feels unnatural to go about podcasting in this season in this way, in this old school, quote unquote, way. This still feels unnatural, but there's still a peace about it and a resolve to where I know this is the will of God. So yeah, my flesh ain't all the way content, but my spirit is settled. And that's how I know that I'm where I need to be. And that's how you know that you're where you need to be. The way that you know that you are listening to God is when everything about the situation may feel like it doesn't make sense, but at the same time, you have to do it. Though that's a direct contradiction, but that's how you know. And so that's how I know that my spirit is settled. My flesh is a little antsy, but my flesh will get it together. But right now, my spirit is settled, and I have this resolve where I know, okay, God, it's in your hands. Say less. And what capable hands is it in? Let me tell you that. Like, I've seen what God can do, so I ain't even stressed about how he's going to grow this platform, because I know he will. And I know I don't have to worry about it or figure it out. I can just continue to walk in obedience. So for you, continue to walk in obedience. Sometimes understand that it's not going to make sense for the strategy. It's not going to make sense for the trends to do what God is calling you to do and how he's calling you to do it. His way is just as important as his will. And I pray that by me sharing my personal stories on this show, in the midst of all the times we got to really go in and talk about the word and give these prophetic messages and break down certain subjects, I hope that even these episodes of my own vulnerability and insight into doing this and going into year 8 of doing this, that this still blesses you as well and gives you strategy as well and encouragement and gives you the ability to be seen as you do whatever he's calling you to do. So thank you so much again for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. Leave us a 5-star review if this blessed is. Share this with anybody who may be feeling similar feelings as me as a way to encourage them. And if this is you and this identify with you, I see you, girl. I love you, girl, and guys. And I pray that God continues to give you peace as you go into unfamiliar territory. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.